This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Ken, can you give us a bit of an update on the cross in the outback? Where's it up to?
Well, exciting times right now. We've finished the track all the way to the top. The foundation, which is the most difficult section, has been completed and all tested. So that's ready. And now the cross has been delivered. It's all been fabricated in Alice Springs. Mm-hmm. And we hope to have it up within about 8 weeks. It's like a giant Meccano set. This is a Meccano set with steroids and big spanners, you know, because it's a 20-metre high cross. And I wish I could be out there right now, but we've got our engineer out there and we've got a cinematographer out there who's, you know, recording this exciting event. And the Aboriginals are so excited because they're seeing their vision come to pass and they're so proud, and we're employing 10 people out there getting ready for the tourism opportunities for people wanting to come out there. The community is 150 people and we're already employing 10 people. That's amazing. And so this is all on good wages. They're so excited because they're going to be able to share their stories and culture with people when they come out there.
And this was an initiative that was started by the Indigenous community out near Memory Mountain, right?
It's without doubt their project. I've been out there working education, doing photography, cinematography, music, creating jobs in these areas. And they approached me when all of a sudden they had this vision to build a cross on top of this mountain, which is very special to them. It has a Christian heritage. And at the base of that mountain, there's a monument, you know, where the Lutherans, when they came out there, there were four Indigenous evangelists to really spread the gospel.
Right.
I mean, the Lutherans did an amazing work out there. So they had this vision and they said, Ken, can you help us? And I said, well, why do you need my help? You can just go and build it. Get a couple of 4B2s and build the thing. And then they said, oh, no, we'll need some help because it's a bit difficult. And so I thought, okay, so we'll help. And I said, why are you building the cross? And they said, look, we want a prayer mountain. We want people to know we're in spiritual warfare in this world, in this nation, and we want to lift up the name of Jesus. It's going to be a prayer mountain. Anyone's welcome, no matter what their faith or belief. Anyone can come and sit on this mountain. And I thought, well, that sounds like a great idea. And I thought, well, this will be great because it's a wonderful thing and it'll also create jobs for the community. So I got involved, and then I understood why they wanted me to get involved. The politics, Indigenous people doing anything on their own land is horrific.
Is it?
But I'm not going to get into that because we just kept going, taking some of the elders up there. They were in tears, actually. And I said, are you okay? And they said, Ken, this is the most exciting thing that's happened, to see one of our visions coming to pass.
Amazing. So Ken, are you expecting then in about 2 months' time, depending on COVID restrictions across the nation, you think that tourists might begin to be able to go out to Memory Mountain to see a 20-metre high cross in the desert?
We're going to hold off a little bit till we make it accessible, probably not till the new year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got rain coming, so we're just... let's get it settled, get it finished, and we've also got to try to raise funds for infrastructure down the bottom, so some toilets and some shelters and things like that. So if anybody that really want to be a part of something exciting, where we are making a real difference, go to walkawild.org.au and, you know, join us on the journey. We're looking at an event for next Easter, but it's really what they're wanting to do. So step one, let's get it up, and then there will be tourism opportunities for people to come out and climb that mountain. And I tell you, it's one of the most spectacular views in the whole of Australia.
Yeah. Something else to be thankful about with this project, Ken, from what I'm hearing, is that we have often heard negative stories about the impact of Christians or Christianity on First Nations people in Australia. But this, to me, sounds like an amazingly positive story of Christian faith in our outback.
I believe revival is going to come through the Indigenous people because the unbelieving world, a sick of religion. They want to see the reality of God, and God is more than able to show how real he is. That's what happens when you go out there. Like when I take people out there, people say, so what are we going to do? I say, listen, I don't know what we're going to do, but just relax. And whatever's meant to happen will happen. And I just love seeing what happens. The miraculous happens when we take people out there, you know. All of a sudden, some Aboriginal have a word for them all. You know, it's just things happen, and it's life-changing out there. So I believe once it's finished, there's something special about the mountain. People will be able to go out there, and you'll be able to hear it from the people themselves, you know. And also the sing-along. You're going to experience the sing-along, which is one of the most amazing forms of worship I've ever experienced. Anything I say on this air right now will never do justice to actually being there. go there and just see what happens. There's something quite exciting out there. And, you know, it's an amazing thing. They're going to be raising up the name of Jesus over the nation.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.